If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
We're going to try to sort out a dust-up here that that took place a couple of days ago. David, Sue, and Kendra, good morning. It's Magic 106.7. We're glad you're with us. Kendra brings the kids. You don't bring them every day. Sometimes you pick them up because Stephen's got to bring them because you're here. But
it's yes,
the pickup drop-off line.
Yeah, so I do the pickup. I don't do the drop-off. I do the pickup. Stephen does the drop-off. So, and there are rules when you do the pickup and the drop-off that everybody should know, whether you're the parent or the person
for example,
doing it.
What are those rules? Just give us one or two of your non-violatable, you know, rules of the road when it comes to the drop-off line.
Number one, it's you go. I go when there's a blend because there's two entrances to kind of blend one line together.
Merge, the feed.
The merge.
Yeah, okay.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, which is the biggest problem and the incident occurred over the do not block intersection, do not block the driveway rule. Everybody knows it. When you're waiting and you're waiting at a stop line or you're in front of people's houses.
So did somebody have a problem with you and wanted you to move into the intersection?
Yes.
Ah.
So long
yes.
line of cars.
Yes.
And everybody's going slowly advancing up, but there might be a crosswalk or driveway.
That's
or
what
sidewalk.
There was, yeah.
So you don't pull over that so people can't get
right.
by or pull
mm-hmm.
out. Got it.
So we're coming up to a light, and right before the light, you could fit two cars. And then after the two cars, the third car has to stop before the crosswalk.
Yeah.
Because there's a
yeah.
street entrance to the right, right and to the left.
Yeah.
Got to keep it open so people can move.
Mm-hmm.
I followed the rules.
You're car number three.
I'm car number three,
you
right.
wait. Oh, there's a crosswalk. I can't block this.
I have to stop. Yep, and the road.
So the person behind you started beeping?
Not only that, this is at the end of the day at 3:00, beeping, gesturing in her in her window. I can see her going, move up, move up. Then she gets
what?
Out of her car, gets out of the car and starts
what?
To walk up to my car, and the light had turned green. I could see her starting to walk up. She's going, what are you doing? Move, move. And I drove away because the light turned green, but then I went on the community Facebook page and I just gave a friendly reminder.
A friendly reminder.
A friendly
Did
reminder.
You take a photo of their license plate or their car? Their
no,
car
she was behind
car.
Me.
You don't know who it was?
No.
Like it's not a parent you knew?
No, but the problem
that would be
is
mortifying too.
No, she wanted to go right. So when you get to that light, you can turn right. So I was blocking her opportunity to freely go right.
Well,
because
that's
I was
too bad.
Right.
You
exactly.
have to wait.
You have to
that's
wait.
That's just the way. It is.
And I will say, after I shared that with everybody on the little community page, all the residents that live in that area were like, thank you, because we can't get out of our driveway or into our driveway because everybody blocks the road and the
yeah.
driveways.
Yeah.
Is it possible
like,
she couldn't see, like, maybe she didn't know there was a crosswalk because she's behind you? Because I've been guilty of that, like, oh, I didn't realize I'm back here behind you. I didn't know there was a sidewalk or a crosswalk.
Giant red crosswalk, uh-huh. and there's a big sign that says "Do not block the
crosswalk." Yeah,
and she was. But imagine getting out of your car. Like I would never get out of my car
no.
to tell somebody to move up. I would just wait. Wait 5 minutes. The light will turn green, and you can go.
Right.
You know. And I had kids in the car. Like, what are you doing, lady? You want to go up again? No, get it back in your car.
She
Bad
had no
move.
Idea who she was dealing with.
I was like, if the boys weren't with me, it would have been a different story.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Was there any rallying of support for you from the other cars
oh, yeah.
who were around? Were other people going, yeah, yeah, yeah?
Yes. I saw a few people roll down their, well, my window was down, so the people were rolling their windows, and they were like, get back in your car. What are you doing? You can't block the cross. Like, I could hear them yelling in the back. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely, they were on my
Why
side
Why are
for
people
it.
So aggressive?
I don't know.
Angry and impatient.
People just lose themselves when they get,
I
they
guess.
Become other people when they get behind the wheel. I do it, you do it, I bet. You
yeah,
know, you
I guess I have done it. I mean, I would never get out of my car. I would never, like, confront anyone or be, like, physically, but I guess I do sometimes.
Well, we gesture, but usually it's because
I
we're right. They're
you
not doing
gesture,
it.
Oh. Did you shouldn't,
I don't gesture.
You shouldn't do anything.
Well, I do like the Woody, you know, the
oh,
what,
yeah,
if,
no.
You know, if
yeah.
they cut you off or something. But that's like, lady, know the rules of the road.
Right.
It's like you don't block an intersection or a crosswalk.
Here's the thing. Next time you go back for the pickup, you're going to be scanning for the car and this person. And you're going to wonder if they're scanning for you.
I hope she is, because I want to be there to be able to be alone. Maybe I'll just go by myself and drive through.
Can you be on your cell phone when you're picking up?
I don't think so. I mean, there isn't a rule, but I wouldn't be. I'd put everything away.
You could
away.
Be on it if it was... I mean, legally, you could be on it if it was Bluetooth. You can't have it in your hand.
No, but a lot of pickup lines now say, please don't be on your cell phone, like, because talking. They want to be able to, like, if they're loading the kids into the car or whatever and you're distracted.
Yeah.
They don't want you on your phone at all.
Talking on it, whether it's Bluetooth
it's
or
Bluetooth
anything
Bluetooth or not.
Else,
I don't. Yeah. I just like to. I just like to be, you know.
Well, I don't know, folks. You know, if you were in that line with Kendra and you know who you are, do the right thing. Call us up, 617-655.
Or if you have a story.
Yeah, if you got a story of interacting with somebody in the lunch line, the drop-off line, or the supermarket, we'd love to hear about it. 617-655-1067 at Morning Magic.